Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Digital Tax Revolution. Wir beschäftigen uns mit allen relevanten Fragestellungen und Entwicklungen rund um das Thema Digitalisierung im Steuerrecht. Wo gibt es Anwendungen und Potenziale? Wir schauen dafür über den Tellerrand und treffen uns mit Machern und Experten in der Branche. Mein Name ist Robert Müller von Ferrum Tax. Bei Rückfragen oder Vorschlägen für Interviewpartner könnt ihr uns jederzeit unter unserer E-Mail-Adresse podcast@ferrumtax.com erreichen. Hello! In today's episode, we are going to try a different format. Instead of an interview, I will record my public hearing. The public hearing was on the November 9th, 21, before the EU Parliament, more precisely before the FISC subcommittee on the topic the impact of new technologies on taxation, crypto and blockchain. Have fun! Globalization and digitalization of the world is continuously increasing, we all know that. Their rapid development, however, often causes cross-border tax issues that lead to difficulties in administration and assessment. Blockchain technology offers the tools to deal with these difficulties. The technology has matured and offers opportunities for various use cases beside cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Using blockchain technology, a trustworthy, secure, direct transmission of information between unknown parties on the internet is possible. And this creates also potentials for a more efficient taxation, especially in cross-border situations. Now, blockchain technology is suitable for high transaction taxes determined and audited in large procedures. When we talk of indirect taxes, these include value-added tax and custom duties. And regarding direct taxes, blockchain technology supports transfer pricing and withholding taxes. And for tax administration, the auditing of taxable events is also possible in real time. The first example of use cases I would like to highlight is in the area of VAT. To combat VAT evasion, a pan-European tamper-proof e-invoicing system is possible using blockchain technology. This could increase revenue to finance especially the COVID-19 costs for EU governments. Digitizing VAT relevant information and reporting is already a trend in Europe. Isolated national solutions will create new data silos and prevent the creation of a single market through increased VAT compliance. Blockchain technology can solve these problems through the unified trustworthy transmission of information without media disruption. For a transformation of VAT in the digital age, it is appropriate to introduce a blockchain-based system for recording e-invoicing data in intra-community transactions as a first step, and in a second step, the system can be expanded to include additional data. The strongest effects in combating VAT evasion would result if, in the long term, a separate VAT cryptocurrency were introduced for business-to-business transactions, and from my perspective. And China already recognized the use of blockchain technology in tax administration and in general in the year 2016 and has been using a blockchain system to combat VAT evasion now for 3 years. But there's also potential in the area of direct taxation, for example, in transfer pricing, through the linking of different innovative technologies such as artificial intelligence and cloud computing. Digitizing supply chain data via blockchain can bundle relevant data for transfer pricing functions. And this offers efficiencies for multinational companies, but also for tax administrations. Better legal certainty is achieved for both sides when transfer pricing is done by a secure blockchain framework and with the use of artificial intelligence and cloud computing. And this example illustrates what the future might look like in tax law. Tax administrations that operate across borders and cooperate with taxpayers on an equal footing within the framework of horizontal monitoring. As exciting it may be to think about these ideas and technical innovations, blockchain technologies offers much more. The goal must be to generate synergy effects, and isolated technical applications must be avoided. At the same time, public tax risks have to be minimized and tax compliance simplified for taxpayers. And in a bigger picture, blockchain technology offers you the possibility of bundling a wide variety of use cases via a modern identity and document management system. So the objective must therefore be to create a transnational system in which information can be transmitted securely, irrespective of the tags, the category of data, or other circumstances. And in a digital world, the provenance of text data is not always secure. On the other hand, tax authorities need trustworthy data and transparent processes from suitable sources for correct and maybe also automated tax assessment and verification. And to solve these challenges, several blockchain-based so-called self-sovereign identity solutions are currently developed. They have rudimentary functions in the identification and communication between the network participants, and the model has a generic structure, so it allows the modularization of tax use cases. And the system has a universal approach. Registered blockchain identities can be reused for other e-government applications. The necessary infrastructure is already developed. The European blockchain service infrastructure exists since the year 2020, and there's already a tax use case in development for the identification and the import one-stop shop. The infrastructure is GDPR conform, respects the user privacy, and has a low carbon footprint in processing. Now, overall, blockchain technology already provides the technical tools to enable Europe here to retain its digital sovereignty in tax law, as well as to facilitate greater integration of the single market. The use cases described above are already being developed in an initial applications, and these innovative initiatives must be supported. It is therefore necessary to create an appropriate legal framework for blockchain tax applications in the EU. Likewise, the establishment of digital identities for natural and legal persons must be advanced, and an open European blockchain infrastructure can provide the framework for many different blockchain applications, including in tax law. So the greatest application potential, from my perspective, is offered by a European blockchain VAT system. Overall, a modern e-government in Europe must focus and adapt also modern technical solutions. Dear audience, thank you very much for listening. The video of the public hearing is available at the FISC subcommittee website. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a nice evening.